they need to do to be prepared. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Richard Clark. He's one of the world's leading experts on security, cybersecurity, and terrorism. And he shares some tips on what you can do to prepare yourself should a cyber attack happen.
I would think about it as a hurricane. A really bad hurricane, like what happened to Puerto Rico, can knock out the power for a long period of time. And so you want to think about, what would I do if I didn't have power? We all live on our credit cards. But if there's no power, no one can use a credit card. And you can't get money out of the ATMs. So, yeah, you might want to have some cash stashed away to get through a period like that. But from day to day, your password is probably your weakest vulnerability. You use the same password over and over again on all of your accounts. If any one of them is compromised, then that hacker has all of your passwords and probably can get into your bank account. That could create a lot of difficulty for you, even if the bank made you whole. So get a password manager application that will generate a different password for every account, a long, complicated one, and that you don't have to remember because the application will log you in with that password.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. So if you're watching our show right now on social media, on Facebook, you notice I have some guests with me today. And these young ladies are the interns that are with me this summer. And we had a little bit of a period of time the past couple of weeks. They haven't been there, but they are there now, and they're getting all sorts of mic'd up, and I see a lot of spaghetti going around here, so I make sure that they're all on board, and they're going to be, for the balance of the summer, they're going to be running my show, so we should see it go a lot smoother. Well, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. live, and we talk all things design. Well, today's kind of an interesting day. I reach out to people on social media, and I'm often asking them, what do they want to talk about, or what's happening right now? And the thing that I'm getting most recently from people is they're starting to get sick of everything just being gray and white, gray and white, gray and white, and they want to have introduce some fun and some pop colors. So I decided today to do some research. When you're bound by gray, what you can do with wonderful pop colors, where you can use bright color again. I do see that there's going to be a return to brighter colors. It's not going to be in the same way as it was before. I do think for the future, we're going to see more and more of neutrals, gray and white neutrals. But the pops are going to get stronger, and we're going to start to see more color. So today is all about the color show and the return of color, bringing back color, what colors to use, and where. Okay, we're going to take a look at the weather today and see what's going on. It's very warm in studios, don't you think, ladies? Okay, great. You can't shake your heads on radio. You have to say yes. Okay, very good. I'm going to put your mics up, too, so we have some sound going on here. Okay, it's currently 81 degrees and overcast this afternoon. There's a 20% chance of isolated showers with a high of 82. Tonight, isolated showers and clear with a low of 62. On Thursday, it'll be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 83. Can't do better than that. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 62. On Friday, a beautiful sunny day with a high of 86. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 65. On Saturday, yet another mostly sunny day with a high of 86. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 66. And finally, on Sunday, this is a really good forecast. Again, mostly sunny with a high of 87. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringgoes, New Jersey, right here in the Flemington area, working on tons of projects in the tri-state area, everything from kitchens and bathrooms and painting and windows, restoring old houses. One of the projects I'm working on is up in New Hope, Pennsylvania, up on the Delaware, taking a whole historic house and bringing it back to life, which is a lot of fun. A lot of things that we're doing, a lot of stuff I'll share with you during the broadcast today. Our phone lines are open, and if you'd like to call in and talk about anything that you've done with color recently, or maybe some of your favorite colors and how to incorporate them in a gray and white palette, our phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We'll take a few commercial messages, and we'll be back with a lot more of our program. Today is the color episode.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Tasman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm here with my interns, and today we're talking about color. I'm looking to see if there's any commonality in color. And ironically, what do I see? Pink and gray. And that's funny, because that's kind of a good place where I wanted to start today. And that is the return of pink in decorating. In fact, one of the projects I'm working on, I'm constantly looking for ways in an old gray palette, a gray house with gray inside and gray floors, to bring in shades of pink. And it is a nice synergy. So I'm just going to hold up, and then for the rest of the show, you're not going to see too much gray. It's all going to be color. I'm just going to hold up a gray. There are one or two grays here I have in my hand that I use a lot when I'm painting homes. If I want to make a house look more modern, there are about four shades of gray I use, and they're dark shades of gray. They're not light. I'll try to separate them just a little bit. If you can, I'm going to have to hold that over here like this. And those are the dark grays. These days, if I'm trying to make a house look more modern and it's a decent sized house, I will paint it out in a shade of dark gray, and then I make the trim a very white color, like Benjamin Moore's Super White or Pure White, which I think is the equivalent in Sherwin-Williams, and have a contrast. And then what I do is add a pop color. Now, pop colors are becoming more and more prevalent and more important, because people don't understand an all-gray palette or a gray and white palette where to bring in the color. So we're going to do that today very effectively, I think. So I'm going to start by working with a pink palette that I like. Benjamin Moore did something that I really hate with some older eyes, and that is they no longer put the pink color on the front. They put it on the back in very small writing. So if I hesitate, it's only because I'm looking at the small font. So here's a chip that I'm going to put up for you guys to look at. I'll have my interns look at it as well. And these are some pretty pinks from dark to light. So we'll take a look at that. These are some pretty pinks from dark to light. And one of the things about pink and gray is it's very retro. In the 1980s, that was the hottest combination you can have, is pink and gray. I remember my prom tuxedo was gray, and I had something pink. Maybe my bow tie was pink because my date's dress was pink. And pink and gray were the epitome of the 1980s. And all these years later, they're reinvented. So I just took a chip of different grays, and I put them against the pink chip that I've been using a lot for accent colors. And I'll ask the girls collectively, one at a time, what do you think about the synergy of the pinks and the grays?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I really like how the gray and pink looks together.
It's a great look, isn't it? It's timeless, but it's great. So I'm going to hold that up for our camera. Sometimes it's hard to see from a distance. But you see how nice pink and gray have synergy? So one of the first colors that I would say that would be a good way for you to bring some color into a gray and white palette is by using shades of pink. There are four shades that I'm using a lot, and they're on the same chip. They have the same value. They get lighter and darker. But the lightest one is called Spring Pink, and that's Benjamin Moore's 209070. It's a very light pink. It's called Spring Pink. The second one is a little bit darker. It's 209060, and that's Strawberry Freeze, and that's just a little bit darker. The third one on the spectrum, if you have a pen handy, is 209050, and that's Tender Pink. And then the darkest of the spectrum is one that I've been using for many years. In fact, I had a shop in Bernardsville, and I painted the walls in one of the rooms this color. It's called Wildflower, and that's 209040. So if you do go into the Benjamin Moore store and take a look, maybe take a look at this chip. And there are a lot of opportunities with pink to add a little bit into your decorating, whether it be in pillows and accent colors, in drapes, or perhaps in paint in select areas. Now, these pinks are kind of strong, and I wouldn't necessarily do them outside. I would limit them to doing them inside. But any of these shades of pink could definitely be a bedroom, could definitely be maybe a powder room or a bathroom with an all-white palette. So there are a lot of opportunities to add color. The darkest shade, the wildflowers, the shade that's the darkest, whoops, on the end here, the wildflowers could be used perhaps in a dining room, but maybe in a different way. One of the things that I've started to do in dining rooms to make some color, instead of doing the color all the way around, I just take the wall that has the sideboard and make one wall that. So maybe three shades of a medium gray, and then one wall of that wildflower. So that's a way of imparting some pink into your space and bringing color to your palette in a modern way. The next one is blues. Blues right now are still the hottest color, all shades of blue, from very dark blue to sort of neutral blues to bright blues to gray blues. So I have a bunch of blues that are pop colors that I'm going to show you today, ones that I love and ones that I think you might want to try. And I'm going to start with the darkest chips of colors, and I'll put them up first and I'll tell you some of the names. So those are the three, okay, and then I'm going to show you guys the three blues. What do you think? And then see if you can talk into maybe her microphone if you don't get it. You're on there. So what do you think of some of these blues? These are darker blues.
I personally think that if someone's going to go for like a pop of color, I wouldn't use that dark of a blue. I would go a little bit lighter for a pop of color.
Exactly. So these could be used in conjunction to make these work to bring some colors in. You use these in conjunction with white. And that's a way for you to have contrast because they're not bright enough, which is very astute. They're not bright enough to be a pop color. So if I go to my white that I use, my whites from Benjamin Moore, if I go and take a look at it, these are my whites. Now what happens now when I take super white and I put the dark blue with the super white, what do you notice? Besides my fingers. What do you notice?
I think it definitely looks better when there's white next to it because the white is a lot brighter.
So and then it becomes what? It becomes more of a pop, doesn't it, even though it's a dark color. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing, and I'm going to hold it up for our viewers. That's another thing that you want to keep in mind. You can use dark colors as pop colors, but you have to make the balance, the trim, the ceilings, everything else white, a whiter white. So what I recommend is all your trim and all your doors and all your ceilings be super white, and then you can use a pop color of one of these navy shades, these shades of darker blue. So there are three that I am recommending from the lightest to the darkest, and the lightest is Benjamin Moore's 206330, and that's called Blueberry. That might be nice in a boys' room. That might be nice paired with gray as an accent wall. The mid-tone blue is 206320, and that's called Downpour Blue. That's kind of a nice dark blue. I have done this second blue. I had a small gray ranch house I did, and I painted the door Downpour Blue and then put hardware on it that was nickel hardware with the blue and the gray. It was really attractive together. And the third one is a dark shade of blue, which would definitely could look good with maybe a white house or a gray house or maybe even a green house. And that is Benjamin Moore's 206310, and that is called Old Navy, and that's sort of a really rich, dark blue. I wouldn't use that inside a house. I think it's too dark. I think it's great for a front door. And then paired with white, there's a lot of pop that goes along with that. So that's our dark blues to bring some colors other than gray and white into the space. Now I'm going to talk about a lot of different types of blue because blue, again, tends to be the most popular color in decorating besides gray we're seeing these days. So now I'm going to start with some blues that are kind of bright. So I'm going to take a look. I'm going to show these to the audience first. And then I'm going to pass these around over here so you can see these blues. How would you describe these blues?
They're definitely a bit brighter. It would definitely have more of a pop.
So these are pop blues. So these don't necessarily require you to have necessarily white to balance it. Anywhere you'd use any of these blues, they would definitely be a pop color. So if you were going to do something that was fun, this might be a great place to do it. Perhaps you were doing a kid's room, perhaps you just maybe a sunroom or a space where you would want to bring in a lot of brightness, maybe a laundry room, which is kind of a drab room to begin with, bringing in a pop blue, a mid-tone pop blue. So the four blues that I'm recommending from lightest to darkest, number one is 206570, and that's bashful blue. That's sort of a pale sky blue. If you pair that with brown, a chocolate brown, with bashful blue, it's a beautiful, beautiful combination, blue and brown, inside or outside a house. Also, any of the dark grays, wrought iron, Chelsea gray, dark gray with the sort of really nice light sky blue is nice. The next one would work just as well, and that's called Caribbean Coast, and that's 206560. The third one on the spectrum is called Wave Blue, which is a nice blue. It's a little bit darker. Looks great with grays. And that's 206550. And finally, the darkest one is called Utah Sky, which is 206540. Utah Sky is kind of a color that's not really in my value all the time, but I did find years ago there's a woman that had a collection of really beautiful blue and white plates that were in that range, and I popped a wall of them. I put the plates on the wall and used this as the accent color. It was just great together. So sometimes you get your inspiration for pop colors by things you already have and group them together. They were in a closet. She wasn't using them. And once I put them up on the wall with that painted wall, they really came to life and was one of her favorite rooms in the house. Now what I want to share, well, no, we'll do maybe one more and then we'll take some commercial messages. I want to go more to a teal. How do you girls feel about teal as a paint color?
I feel like for like the college girls, so a lot of my friends are actually doing like gray, white, and a pop of teal. So I feel like that's very like in right now.
Yeah, so teal is a very good pop color. It's also very in style right now. So I'm going to show you some of the classic teals that I've been using. They're youthful. They're fun. You can use them sparingly. And as Rachel said, they really do very well with gray. They work well. So there are four that I'm recommending in particular. From lightest to darkest, the first one is called Clear Skies. That's Benjamin Moore's 205470. Then there's Old Pickup Blue, which I really like a lot. And that's called 205460. And then there's Seaside Blue, which is a little bit more intense blue. And that's 205450. And then finally, there's Lagoon Blue, and that's 205440. They are terrific. They pair well with lots of things. They're fun colors. You certainly could use them on a front door. Maybe you have a gray house with a pop of like teal. That's a nice combination. Of this spectrum or range, which color, we'll go one at a time, which shade do you like the best, the darkest, the lightest, or in the middle?
The middle one, closer to the lighter side.
The lighter one, okay.
I like the middle one closer to the darker side.
I like them all.
So I would say I like them all. I really do, because they all have different adaptations. They have all different applications. All right, we're going to come up to our news now. So I'm going to play a quick news because we have a lot of colors to go over. So let's bring this down a little bit. We'll play a full news, and we'll be back with plenty more. Our topic today is bringing color back, accents with color.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's hearing in front of the House Intelligence Committee is underway. The top Republican on that committee, California Congressman Devin Nunes, is slamming the entire hearing.
Welcome, everyone, to the last gasp of the Russia collusion conspiracy theory. As Democrats continue to foist this spectacle on the American people, as well as you, Mr. Mueller, the Democrats have argued for nearly 3 years that evidence of collusion is hidden just around the corner. Like the Loch Ness Monster, they insist it's there, even if no one can find it.
On Wednesday, a federal judge left the Trump administration's rules that imposes restrictions on individuals seeking asylum in the United States if they pass through a third country on their way between the United States and Mexico, potentially leading to a sharp reduction in Central American migrants entering the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You probably want to eat healthy, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day is not only time-consuming, it's expensive. That's why at Texas Superfood, we've created a blend of the best USDA organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, powerful enzymes and probiotics, and energizing herbs, all in a convenient capsule or powder. We call it Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, and I invented Texas Superfood almost 20 years ago with one goal in mind: to help people like you who lead busy lives get the all-natural nutrition that every one of us needs and deserves. So if you can't, won't, or don't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. See our full line of quality nutritional products at TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55. TexasSuperfood.com.
The FTC is slapping Facebook with a record $5 billion fine over the company's privacy policy. FTC Chairman Joe Simons details the process of making the agreement.
This settlement is the result of an exhaustive investigation, which concluded that Facebook betrayed the trust of its users and deceived them about their ability to control their personal information.
The FTC began probing Facebook in March of 2018 following reports of a political consulting firm improperly using data from 87 million Facebook users. The New York Archdiocese settles a sexual assault case in the Bronx. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Archdiocese of New York is agreeing to a settlement in a case involving two sisters from the Bronx who say they were sexually abused by a well-known priest. The two say the late Monsignor Charles McDonough began molesting them when they were seven in the early 1970s.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
With the increasing threat of cyber attacks on our national security and even blackouts in some U.S. cities, many people are wondering what they need to do to be prepared. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Richard Clark. He's one of the world's leading experts on security, cybersecurity, and terrorism. And he shares some tips on what you can do to prepare yourself should a cyber attack happen.
I would think about it as a hurricane. A really bad hurricane, like what happened to Puerto Rico, can knock out the power for a long period of time. And so you want to think about, what would I do if I didn't have power? We all live on our credit cards. But if there's no power, no one can use a credit card. And you can't get money out of the ATMs. So, yeah, you might want to have some cash stashed away to get through a period like that. But from day to day, your password is probably your weakest vulnerability. You use the same password over and over again on all of your accounts. If any one of them is compromised, then that hacker has all of your passwords and probably can get into your bank account. That could create a lot of difficulty for you, even if the bank made you whole. So get a password manager application that will generate a different password for every account, a long, complicated one, and that you don't have to remember because the application will log you in with that password.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderia. Program is here every Wednesday live in studio. So I'm lucky today to have my interns with me from the local Flemington High School here. They are studying broadcasting and they're going to observe and help me with some of the upcoming shows. Our topic today happens to be pop colors, or bringing color back into decorating, and with the trend for many, many, many years now with the gray and white neutral palette, people are constantly asking me for ways or colors to bring into a gray and white palette to make it more special. And I do think you're going to see more and more color, because you can only do monochromatic so much it kind of gets boring. Color is exciting. In fact, the promo for our show is something I had overheard. The little girl said to the mother, "I don't want my room to be gray. It's the color of depression." So color does invoke thoughts, different colors. When you study color theory, there's a theory behind how color makes people feel a certain way, what colors do it, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the broadcast. So we talked about the different shades of blue. I did sort of a teal blue, a mid-tone blue, and a dark blue. And I don't know if we're going to get to show, in fact, all the colors today. We're going to go through as many as I can. But I want to switch a little bit because I want to talk a little bit about purple. Purple's like cilantro. Either somebody likes purple, I think, or they don't like purple. So I'm going to start, actually, I'm going to go counterintuitive, and I'm going to start and go with the lighter purples. So I'm going to show a bunch of purples that I use a lot. Not everybody requests purple. Sometimes people think purple is juvenile. Some people love it. They think it's very feminine and soft. So I'll put up the purples that I use most often in interior, and then I'll have my interns take a look at them. And take a look at some of these purples. I'm curious of what you think about purple.
My room is actually purple, so I love the color purple.
Okay, purple.
Yeah, I like purple too. I don't usually use it in like color spectrums in my room, but I do. My sister loves it.
And how do you feel about purple?
I definitely like lighter colored purple than
darker. Right. Okay, so I'm going to talk about purple and the use of purple. I just did a guest room, and we painted it, not the lightest, but the second lightest, and that's called Lily Lavender. And Lily Lavender is a soft sort of bluish purple, and looks really nice. It has a strong air of femininity, so it's limited where you can do it. I don't think I would do it in a public space, but if you were doing to maybe a powder room, which can tend to be feminine, if you're going to do a girl's bedroom, per se, or if you were using it when you were painting a Victorian. A lot of the Victorians are gray and they have shades of pink and purple. That would be a good adaptation of the spectrum of purples. So I'm going to talk about the ones from lightest to darkest. The lightest happens to be called Misty Lilac, and that's Benjamin Moore's 207-160. It's called Misty Lilac. It's very, very pale. The second one is called Lily Lavender, which is probably my favorite because it's not over the top, and that's 207-160 Lily Lavender. I did a bedroom, a master bedroom, with all white furniture, and the Lily Lavender walls about 11 years ago. It was really pretty. Not only does that, these colors pair well with grays, but they pair well with greens too. If you do a citrus or a mint or a sage green, with these purples are really nice together. The next one is called Amethyst Cream, and it's a little bit darker, kind of nice. Maybe you could use it for a headboard wall if you have an upholstered headboard in gray and have it behind. It might be kind of nice. And that's 207-150 Benjamin Moore. And finally, the darkest shade of gray is called Crocus Petal Purple, and that's 207-140. So I'll put those up again if you're looking for purples. Now I want to do something kind of drastic and talk about dark purples. And again, this is all about new ways to think about bringing in color and where we can bring in color selectively. So I'm going to put these up. I'm going to put these up, and then I'm going to show my interns the dark purples, which I already know that you're not going to like, the dark purples. So my question to you girls is definitely, where do you think you could use dark purple? I'm going to go with you first.
Okay. I feel like you could really use it anywhere. It's a little more sophisticated than the lighter ones.
Right.
I know my aunt painted her kitchen a dark purple.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were her cabinets white?
Yeah.
To balance. Rachel?
I was thinking, like, that dark purple reminded me of the dark blue, and maybe something, like, outside would work well with that. I personally wouldn't put that dark of a white in my house unless I have, like, the white around it.
Okay, and?
My brother, his hair color is purple, and he wants to paint his room.
Wow. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. If you take it, these colors here, I think they're kind of dark and strong. So I personally wouldn't use them in an interior. I think they're too intense and they would absorb too much light in a space. There are three very strong purples here, and I'll go from light to dark. The first one is called Mystical Grape. That's 207-130. Then there's Gentle Violet, which is 207-120. And then finally there's a really dark one. which is exotic purple, which is 207110. So Rachel said something that was kind of insightful. You all had very strong and good opinions, I would say, over decorating the subjective. But where I think that these colors would really work well is in outside of your house. I did a house, a gray house, a long time ago, and I did the darkest of the three as shutters. And a gray house, a midtone gray house with white trim, with these really dark, dark gray purple shutters were just beautiful together. Really, really nice in New Vernon. So that's a place that you can use it. The light purple would be really nice for a front door. And not just with gray, although can you imagine a gray house, maybe a contemporary gray house with this pop of this light, you know, dark, the lightest of the dark purples. It'd be really sharp together, wouldn't it? But you know what other color would look good? Green. How would you think if you had like a sage green house with a purple door? Wouldn't that be beautiful together?
I feel like I'd have to see it like in person to be able to like picture it.
Really nice. Even like a khaki sand color with one of the purples would be nice. So here's an opportunity to use a dark color as a pop color, but we're going to use it in exterior where the light is different. So again, another way to bring in some color. Now I want to go to a very different end of the spectrum. I want to talk about greens and sort of grass greens and neon greens and yellow greens, which you're not seeing so much these days, but I want to talk about, again, inspiration and new ideas of bringing in some color. So I'm going to show you some stuff that's pretty bright. So maybe I'll do one at a time. And I'll start here, and I'll take sort of a green, sort of a yellowy kind of a green, a color that you are not seeing much. But I personally love yellow greens. I think they're really cool looking, and I like to bring them in when I'm doing contemporary decorating because I think they're kind of modern looking. So I'm going to do a bunch of them in a row. This is probably my favorite chip of the four. And I'll talk about some of these colors and where you can use colors like this to bring in color into your space. Now, a lot of people, for some reason, don't love yellow greens. You have to really be into it, and it's sort of an acquired taste, but they can be exceptional if they're paired with the right colors, and they do something that a lot of colors don't do. And then I'll do two more. Actually, I should let the camera see it first, right? Otherwise, what are we doing here? And then have you guys see it? And then finally, a really strong one, which is like celery. So, collectively, and I'll start with you this time. What do you think of some of the yellow greens?
I would definitely paint like my front door like a really white yellow.
Yeah, like the yellow greens. Rachel?
I like the lighter part of it rather than the darker part.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I feel like it would work better as accents.
Okay, so because our show today is about pop color, yes, in fact, the darker shades are really good as pop colors. And also, your intensity of color often is based upon the architecture you're working with. So if you're working with a contemporary house, I think about a contemporary house. What's a contemporary house like, right? The lines are kind of straight and simple. It does give you the opportunity to bring a brighter color in the front door because you need to create some visual interest. So some of the darker, sort of a citrusy kind of colors, which I'll do them maybe one at a time, some of these darker sort of citrusy colors would be very nice to do in a contemporary house just as a pop. Do you ever go to Crate and Barrel? Sometimes you'll see like an old gray palette and they'll have a pop, whether it be some dishes or maybe an umbrella for the deck in the back. And what does a color like this do?
I feel like it adds brightness to something.
It adds brightness and freshness, right? It kind of, it's like a lime. It's like a lime pop. So there are spaces that you can add selectively colors like this, and they're really good looking. And you need this in space like that. It's an opportunity. Maybe you have a bowl out of limes, right? And you do little accent things with an old gray palette, and they're really, really nice together. Now, those are the darker ones. Now, let's take a look at some of the lighter ones that are yellowy greens. And here, I'll just try to see if I can put them all together in my hand at the same time. And we'll take a look at some of those, pardon my fingers. So some of the lighter yellowy greens. Now, these I would use inside. These, I think, can be very nice inside, depending upon the amount of the light. Colors like this have something called a high LRV ratio, and that's called light reflecting ratio. That means it bounces the light off from the natural source. So in dark rooms, you'd want a color that has a high LRV ratio. So let me see if there's a color that I've used before. Let's see this one here. Okay, for example, I painted a dark room in a house, hibiscus, which is this color. It was a small room, and then we did everything in white. The hibiscus was really pretty and soft. Maybe could you see that in a room where you pot plants, maybe? You know, or a laundry room with beautiful white cabinets and wainscoting. See, design is all a sense of balance. So when you're working with color, you want to take what's already out there, and you want to do something with it to make it special and balanced and so on. That's what design is all about. So there are certainly opportunities to take colors that you may have necessarily ever picked and make them be the best colors of your house. We're going to take our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of our show after this.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate to NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And we are back with a few minutes left. We're going to take a look at yellow as a pop color. Yellow was very in style for a long time as a mainstream color in houses, and that really went out. But yellow is starting to come back now with an old gray palette just as a pop color, because yellow and gray work very well together. But the yellow is kind of stronger, so I'm showing some ranges of yellows from very strong to light. And in the past, I didn't like dark yellows. I only liked soft, light yellows, like a butter yellow with white trim. I kind of tend to like the sort of bright yellows to contrast dark gray. So a couple that you might like is Raincoat Yellow, 20-2040, Banana Yellow, which is very bright, 20-2240, and Mellow Yellow, which is 20-2050. All right, well, believe it or not, we are out of time. The hour goes by very quickly. I thank you for tuning in to our program. We do something now called Watch Party on Wednesday. After the show airs, you'll be able to watch it several more times, and then you can always watch in the podcast and let us know what you're thinking and things that you're looking for up-and-coming shows. I thank you all for tuning into our program, and we'll see you again live right here next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Thank you, and bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge gives initial backing to the Trump administration's bid to cut off Central American asylum claims, allowing new rules released in mid-July to remain in effect while courts weigh a legal challenge against them. The new rule imposes restrictions on individuals seeking asylum in the United States if they pass through a third country on their way to the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifies before a House Intelligence Committee. He shares a correction he wants to make from his testimony in the first hearing.
I want to go back to one thing that was said this morning by Mr. Liu, who said, and I quote, "You didn't charge the president because of the OLC opinion." That is not the correct way to say it. As we say in the report, and as I said at the opening, we did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment, like the rowing machine? I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Theresa May steps down as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson takes over. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
May delivers her final speech in front of number 10 Downing Street, saying she hopes for a Brexit, in her words, that works for the entire United Kingdom.
Success in that task can come a new beginning for our country, a national renewal that can move us beyond the current impasse into the bright future the British people deserve.
A short time later, Johnson spoke from 10 Downing Street.
I have just been to see Her Majesty the Queen, who has invited me to form a government, and I have accepted.
The National Park Service says the Washington Monument will reopen to the public next month. The monument closed in August of 2016 for construction of a new security screening building and to repair and modernize the elevator that takes visitors to the 500-foot observation level. The updates to the elevator are for safety and long-term reliability. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Many first-time home buyers are struggling to find that right home they're looking for. Realtor.com chief economist Danielle Hale talks on Fox Business about some of the challenges buyers are having in this tricky housing market.
Well, as you know, prices have risen for several years in a row now, and it's